Lesson 133, Jeremiah chapter 7 through 16. Introduction. God commanded Jeremiah to stand at the gate of the temple and tell the people of Judah to repent. Jeremiah prophesied that they would suffer at the hands of a conquering nation, but that the day would come that Israel would be gathered and again become the Lord's people. Suggestions for teaching. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 1 through chapter 16 verse 13. Jeremiah stands at the gate of the temple and calls the people to repentance. Provide students with copies of the following statements, or write them on the board. Ask students to read each statement carefully and determine whether the statement is true, partly true, or false. Invite them to record their answers on a piece of paper. The first one, if I go to church, pay my tithing, and do baptisms for the dead with my ward, then I will be ready for the Savior's second coming. Number 2. Partaking of the sacrament automatically cleanses me from sin each week. Explain that you will discuss students' responses to these statements later in the lesson. Invite students to look for principles as they study Jeremiah chapter 7 through 16 that can give them greater insight into these statements. Remind students that God had called Jeremiah as a prophet to warn the people of Judah that unless they repented, they would become conquered by another nation. Invite a student to read Jeremiah 7:1-2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for where the Lord told Jeremiah to stand while declaring the Lord's message. Where was Jeremiah told to preach? Invite a student to stand and read Jeremiah 7:3-11 as though he or she were Jeremiah, delivering the Lord's message to a multitude of people at the temple gate. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord told the people through Jeremiah. According to verse 3, what did the Lord say to those who were coming to the temple? What does it mean to, quote, amend your ways and your doings, end quote? According to verses 8 through 11, what sins were the Jews committing? Based on the Lord's words in verses 3 through 11, how would you describe the spiritual condition of the people, even though they were coming to offer sacrifice at the temple? Explain that many of the Jews in Jeremiah's days behaved as though worshiping at the temple made them righteous, regardless of whatever else they did. According to verse 7, what did the Lord promise the people if they would amend their ways? They could remain in the promised land. Summarize Jeremiah 7:12-20 by explaining that the Lord reminded the people that the tabernacle in Shiloh had been destroyed and that the people of the northern kingdom had been taken captive. The Lord then warned that the temple in Jerusalem would not protect the people of Judah from destruction if they did not repent. Invite a student to read Jeremiah 7:21-23 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord said was more important than the sacrifices the people offered at the temple. What is more important to the Lord than sacrifices? What did He promise the people if they would obey His voice and walk in His ways? What principles can we learn from the Lord's words that Jeremiah delivered at the gate of the temple? Students may identify principles such as the following. Religious worship and practices alone cannot save us if we do not keep God's commandments. If we repent and obey God's voice, then He will be our God and we will be His people. If we strive to walk in all of God's ways, then it will be well with us. Consider writing students' responses on the board. Note: allow students to identify a variety of doctrines and principles. Learning to identify gospel doctrines and principles found in the Scriptures takes thoughtful effort and practice. Teachers should diligently help students acquire the ability to identify doctrines and principles on their own. In order to help students phrase these doctrines and principles, you might give students time to write down those that they identify before they report what they have found. What is the danger in believing that we can obey the Lord's voice in some things, but willfully disobey in others? Review the statements students evaluated at the beginning of the lesson. What have you learned that gives insight into these statements? Help students understand that each of the statements can be only partly true. In each case, outward observance of only some commandments is insufficient. Salvation comes through inward conversion to the gospel of Jesus Christ, faith in His atonement, and sincerely striving to obey all of His commandments. Write the following references on the board and assign students to read one or more of the referenced scripture passages so that each passage is read. Ask students to look for several ways the people were choosing to disobey God's commandments. These are the passages to write on the board: Jeremiah 7, 24-26 and 30-31, Jeremiah 8, 5 and 6 and verse 12, Jeremiah 9, verses 3-6, Jeremiah 11, 9-10, Jeremiah 12, 10 and 11, and 13, verse 27. Explain that the term pastors in this passage refers to false prophets, and that the phrase layeth it to heart means pays attention. See Jeremiah 12, 11, footnote A. After students have finished reading, invite a few students to report what they have learned. Write the following incomplete statement on the board: if we refuse to walk in God's ways, then blank. Write the following references on the board. Ask students to choose one of the passages and read it silently, looking for the consequences that Jeremiah prophesied would come to the people because they disobeyed the Lord. Jeremiah 9, 13-16, Jeremiah 15, 5-7, explain that the phrase fan them means the Lord would scatter them. See Jeremiah 15:7 footnote A. Also, Jeremiah 16:13. Invite students to report what they found. Explain that the results of our sins are not always temporal, but sin always brings us spiritual harm. Then ask students how they would complete the statement on the board using what they learned in these verses. Use their responses to complete the principle on the board. One way to complete the principle is: if we refuse to walk in God's ways, then we will bring serious consequences on ourselves. To prepare students to identify another principle in Jeremiah 9, list the words worldly, wisdom, strength, and riches on the board. Ask students to explain why people may love and seek for these things. Invite a student to read Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 aloud. Ask the class to look for what the Lord wants His people to glory in, or seek for and value. Instead of worldly wisdom, strength, or riches, what did the Lord want His people to glory in? Understanding and knowing the Lord and His attributes. What truth can we learn from these verses? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify something similar to the following principle: it is more valuable to know the Lord and understand His attributes than to pursue worldly interests. Why do you think it is more valuable to know the Lord and understand His attributes than to pursue worldly interests? If possible, provide students with copies of the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask a student to read it aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for reasons why knowing Jesus Christ is a great treasure. Quote, "The more we know of Jesus, the more we will love Him. The more we know of Jesus, the more we will trust Him. The more we know of Jesus, the more we will want to be like Him, and to be with Him by becoming the manner of men and women that He wishes us to be." End quote. From Plow in Hope, Ensign, May 2001. You may want to point out that the opposite is also true. The less we know of Jesus Christ, the less we will love Him, trust Him, and want to be like Him. The wicked people of Jeremiah's time were a poignant example of this as they refused to know the Lord. See Jeremiah 9, verses 3 and 6. In what ways are you seeking to better know the Savior and understand His attributes? Jeremiah 16, verses 14 through 21. Jeremiah prophesies of the gathering of the house of Israel in the last days. Show a picture of Moses parting the Red Sea, or describe this event to students. What thoughts might you have had if you had been there to experience the parting of the Red Sea? Invite a student to read Jeremiah 16, 14 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what event people would witness in the latter days that would be as miraculous as the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. What did Jeremiah prophesy that the Lord would do in the latter days? You may need to explain that bringing up the children of Israel from the north and from other lands means that the Lord will gather the descendants of Israel bringing them to a knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to membership in His church. Jeremiah also prophesied that in the last days the Gentiles would seek to know the truth about God and would be gathered along with the descendants of Israel. Invite a student to read Jeremiah 16:16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for whom the Lord said He would use to help gather the house of Israel. Whom did the Lord say He would use to help gather Israel? After students respond, write fishers and hunters on the board. Who do you think the words fishers and hunters refer to? They refer to those who help gather Israel through missionary work. As we perform missionary work, these words can refer to us. To help students understand how missionaries are like fishers and hunters, explain how fishers use nets. What skills or characteristics do fishers and hunters need to be successful? Write students' responses to these questions on the board under Fishers and Hunters. As students respond, you may want to ask them to explain why the skills and characteristics they mention are important. How are the skills and characteristics needed to fish and hunt similar to the skills and characteristics we need to be successful in missionary work? Invite a student to read Jeremiah 16:21 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the outcome of this great missionary effort. Ask students to report what they find. From this prophecy, what can we learn about our efforts to help others come to know the Lord? After students respond, write the following on the board. As we labor diligently to share the gospel with others, we can help them come to know the power of the true and living God. What are some examples of ways we can diligently seek to share the gospel with others? Invite students to relate experiences when they have shared the gospel with someone. You might also share a personal experience and testify of this principle. Invite students to make diligent efforts to share the gospel and their testimonies of the Savior with others.